It's Military Monday here on the Bill and Wendy Show, sponsored by the Federal Savings Bank. And with us this afternoon, Allison Rubel, President and CEO of USO of Illinois. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. I have to tell you, we've all heard about USO. We've heard about USO shows. We've heard Bob Hope. We've heard Jessica Simpson. Please tell me exactly what the USO is and what it does.
Absolutely. Well, USO stands for United Service Organizations. That's the acronym. And you just mentioned Bob Hope. That's the origin of the USO. So we are celebrating our 75th anniversary this year.
Wow.
We are a civilian, nonprofit organization, so we're not part of the government.
No.
Completely privately funded. It's been like that since day one. It is American citizens supporting their service members and their families.
For years and years, as Wendy mentioned, Bob Hope, and they still do it to this day, they'll get a bunch of comics and singers, and they'll head out to places where the war is happening, and they put on shows, right? That's
absolutely
part of it.
Well, and you know, the USO was born on the premise that it's the American people that should be there to support our service members. And, you know, if you think of 1941, there was no internet, there were no cell phones, you sent a letter, and you didn't have a TV to look at someone. So FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, really wanted our troops, who many of them had never been off the farm. Think about that. Would go overseas very young, and music, entertainment, a familiar face, a warm cup of coffee, a donut, a someone friendly would give them some comfort.
Those soldiers wanted to see Martha Ray, and
yes,
they did.
They did. I think it did something for their heart, right?
Yeah.
It made them feel better. It comforted them. It helped them focus on the work that they had to do. That is still the case of the USO, and we still send entertainers overseas around the world into very dangerous places sometimes. Here in Illinois, now that's done from our headquarters level in Arlington, Virginia. Here in Illinois, we do support entertainment, and we support stateside our service members, as well as send support overseas with things like care packages. But the USO has had to evolve over 75 years due to the nature of how we fight our conflicts, technology. And, you know, more than half of our service members are married with children. That was not the case in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
But the USO is there to make sure not only the service member, but their family's taken care of. And so from the time they go to boot camp, graduate boot camp, train, deploy, come home, the USO is there in part of their entire life. We are from boot camp to deployment, homecoming, even to the time they transition out, because it's really about seamless service. This is our new tagline, is the force behind the forces, that our service members need to know that the American people appreciate them and support them, and then they can focus on their work and do the very important work that they need to do.
You mentioned the transitioning earlier in our show. We had Barbara McNally on, who's written a book, Wounded Warrior, Wounded Wife.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't think about these things. I'm not from a military family, so you don't think of how important and how difficult the transition can be when they're finished. They've been deployed, they've done their job for their country, and they come home, and now what are you going to do for me?
Well, absolutely, and the service member and the spouse, because, you know, life is very different when than one parent or one, care provider is gone. You learn how to balance the home life, and that balance is thrown off in good and bad ways. For our service members, certainly, you know, post-traumatic stress navigating out of a military life into a civilian life, how to find a job, going back to school, navigating VA benefits, and then for the family members that keep the home fire burnings, and for the children, you know, okay, mom and dad is home again. Now there's a new normal in the household. So we as a USO give our service members the opportunity to take part in programming, free programming that gives them a chance to enjoy free tickets to things, opportunities to take their families out, things that help rebuild family bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have to be an expert at connecting them to area resources. And there are many. As you know, there are 45,000, I don't know if you've heard this stat, 45,000 military support nonprofits in the United States right now of, you know, varying degrees. The USO seeks out the best in class. And then if we don't do it ourselves, we connect them to those that do. So everything from navigating to finding a job to building a resume, and even for the spouse, you know, the average military family, you know, a kid that's 12 years old, sometimes they will have moved 10 times. So the military family moves on average every 2 to 3 years. So you just think about that relocation. So even the spouse, you know, finding a new job and a new Kununu community. The one thing is that the USO is that familiar brand, that symbol, the USO, the red, white, and blue, the stars, the six stars. They know that we're there. We're going to take care of them. We're going to connect them. We're going to be the force behind the forces. And I think that's what we're celebrating in our 75th anniversary this year, is just that we've been there for the long haul, and we're going to continue to be so.
I think most of us, I'll speak for myself, but I think many of us probably always assumed that the USO was in conjunction with the U.S. government,
yeah,
probably funded by it. That's a common misconception, right?
It is, and I think part of it is that, you know, the beauty of our logo being red, white, and blue, and the stars and the stripes, or their own stripes, I guess, but the stars. But I think it's just the close proximity that we've always had to the military. We are not military, but it is as though we are. And in fact, that trust extends to the service members themselves, who, you know, even statistically report that they trust the USO understands me, even when maybe I don't feel like the majority of the, you know, of population maybe gets what I do. And I will say, you know, I'm a civilian. I've never served. And so I'm in a very special place. And I've been always on this learning curve. The USO is just a passion for me, because I see it's just about always improving the life of that person. And I think that's why it's important that we are as close as we are to the military community, and we're going to continue to be so. But the misconception is also, I think, the reason we're so close to the military. But yeah, it's been a lot of time. So I'm glad that I'm here to talk about it today.
We are too.
So that anyone can learn.
It's so great watching the Blackhawks games.
Yes.
And if you're lucky enough to be there live when it happens, when they honor the vets, it's really a touching and beautiful moment.
Oh, my gosh.
And loving the Blackhawks jerseys that they sported for,
yes,
Veterans Day. Pretty fantastic.
We're pretty psyched about those. That is certainly, in fact, I heard we're a little over $28,000 on the auction right now, online auction, which, by the way, if you want to bid, it's auction.nhl.com. All the proceeds benefit the USO of Illinois and our hundreds of programs and services every year. We've been partnering with the Blackhawks, and the Boeing Company actually supports these jerseys, makes them possible, and of course the Blackhawks and the NHL make it possible. I was there on Friday. We had 75 veterans on the ice.
Awesome.
During the national anthem for our 75th anniversary, and then I got to watch them warm up in the jerseys. And it's also neckties, so if you want, like the staff is getting involved. And the Blackhawks, I mean, they are just such incredible partners, such incredible patriotic supporters of our military, and this is just another example of that.
Auction.nhl.com.
Auction.nhl.com.
That's it.
Is
okay.
Where you can go to bid.
Right. And
that's through, by the way, November 28th. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
It's now through November 28th you can bid. And I think Marion Hoses is looking pretty good, and so is Duncan Keats.
Good.
Oh,
yes.
The two best players ever.
And
the Federal Savings Bank has teamed up along with Walgreens to make a considerable donation to the USO of Illinois. Sweet Home Chicago Care Package Program.
Yes.
Some definite necessary items to be donated. Baby wipes, nuts and seeds, beef jerky, thick black socks, seasoned salt, Kleenex, travel size Kleenex, lip balm, chewing gum, ramen noodles. Congratulations on 75 years, and how do we help out with these care packages?
Well, I'll tell you, Walgreens is making a donation of these items. Every time I'm on the air here, I want to thank Walgreens for that, and of course the Federal Savings Banks for all they're doing. You know, this is just an example of the grassroots support that the USO is all about. You know, the majority of our support is grassroots like this, and so these care packages are going to go overseas in time for the holidays, and all the things you named off are the things that our service members need. And if you heard in the news over the weekend, you know, we're still at war. There's still very dangerous things going on. We can't forget that. And I think this is we never forget as a USO. And I'm really grateful to be on here today with you, and that you support this as well, because these are the type of things that Walgreens and the Federal Savings Bank are doing to help raise that awareness and keep us, especially as we celebrate the holidays with family, how important that is for a service member to feel that connection to home.
And Allison Rubel, President and CEO of USO of Illinois, congratulations on your tireless effort and 75 years of the USO. That's amazing.
Thank you very much.
Tell Martha Ray we said hello. I've lost touch with her.
All right.
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you.
And again, appreciation to Federal Savings Bank for helping put this together. We'll take a quick break, and then the news. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.